This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A landmark type of cancer treatment has found a home in Dallas. UT Southwestern Medical Center has been charged with developing the country's first national center for heavy ion radiation therapy. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs Initiative, Dr. Hock Choi with UT Southwestern joins us to talk about what this means for North Texas. Dr. Hock Choi, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
First off, can you tell me in layman's terms, what is heavy ion radiation therapy?
So you may have heard about radiation therapy treating cancer patients using regular X-rays, which is some degree effective, but not very precise. What's more precise than conventional radiotherapy is proton therapy that you start hearing in recently news in Dallas and nationally. Proton therapy is a bit more accurate and spare a lot of normal tissue, but biologically similar to the conventional radiotherapy. Heavy ion therapy is very accurate and spare a lot of normal tissue, as well as is biologically much more potent radiotherapy. It kills the cancer cell 3 to 4 times more than proton or conventional radiotherapy. Therefore, we believe the most effective form of treatments, for cancer treatments.
Can this therapy be used against a broad spectrum of cancers, or is it just aimed towards a specific type?
So the typical tumor type that may benefit from carbon therapy or heavy ion therapy are head and neck cancers, the lung cancer, perhaps even pancreatic cancers, or many of the cancers that failed with the conventional radiotherapy will be beneficial with the heavy ion therapy.
The National Cancer Institute awarded UT Southwestern a $1 million grant to develop proposals for the center. Why was UT Southwestern selected for the grant?
So we competed with the 6 other centers in the United States, and we have an amazing number of talented team of investigators and scientists to put this grant together. In order to build such a facility in the United States, it requires a team of physicians, a team of physicists, and the biologists and engineers. UT Southwestern, we have all the talented group we put together the last 10 years.
Do you know when the center will be built?
Right now, we are at the planning stage, and most likely we will start building either sometime next year. And it'll take a good 4 to 5 years of building period. And we anticipate treat our first patient sometime 2020 or 21-ish.
To my understanding, the U.S. pioneered heavy ion radiation therapy back in 1954, but shut down the program in the 90s?
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? So the Lawrence Berkeley pioneered the particle therapy way back in the 1950s. The first proton therapy patient treated in the United States in the 1950s, and then it shut down in 1993, I believe, due to lack of funding.
And then the research was sent overseas?
And the research moved on to Japan and Germany. They took the idea and built and treated many cancer patients since then, particularly with heavy ion therapy.
So where does the proposal go from here? I'm picturing lots of research, building contracts, and all sorts of work.
So indeed, we have a lot of work to do in the next several years. We need to finalize funding to build a facility, not just the research, and put together a team of investigators and physicians and physics team to be able to build it and run the facility.
Dr. Hock Choi is Chair and Professor of Radiation Oncology at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.